just pray that God will take this message, the things that are said, and use them for His honor and His glory. I would like to read some scripture from Hebrews chapter 10. If you would like to read with me in that, I want to begin reading in verse 30. So, Hebrews chapter 10, beginning with verse 30. For we know him that hath said, Vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But call to remembrance the former days, in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that tarry, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. And with those verses being read, I have a thought that the Lord has given me that I want to take primarily out of one verse that was read in this scripture lesson, and that's in verse 32, where the Hebrew writer here said, call to remembrance the former days, in which after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions. And I to condense it even a little bit more, I want to use as a title today, Calling to Remembrance the Former Days. And I want you to please, again, pray for the message, and let's consider that thought today for just a little while, of calling to remembrance the former days. And I want to say this about being able to do that. It's a great blessing and a great thought to me when I really think about it, that God has enabled us in the way that He created us to be able to remember. And sometimes we don't, I suppose there are many things that God has made us capable of doing in the way that He created us that we don't sometimes stop and think about. I know that's certainly true with myself. But this week I had something happen that just made me become very thankful to the Lord for the fact that He has made me able to call to remembrance former things, that God has actually given to us in the way that He made us the ability to have remembrance, or this thing that we call memory. And I want to ask you to think about that today. And I wanted to say something else that, and I'm sure that we all are well aware of this, that we cannot go back to live in the past. We just can't do it. The days that we have already lived, they are forever gone, and we're not going to live them anymore. And so we can't go back and live in the past, and I suppose we should not desire to go back and live in the past. We ought to press forward to the things that God would have for us. But I do believe this, that we can glean good things from the ability that God has given us to remember things in days gone by. There are lessons that we can learn, and there's strength oftentimes to be had in being able to look backwards. And when I studied this and meditated on these thoughts and thought about them, I thought about how that it was rather interesting to me to think about the fact that God hasn't given us the ability to look ahead. I mean, we are not able to foretell the future. There are some things that we know about the future. There are some things that we know are going to come to pass because God has told us about those things in His holy word. I know that one day out in the future, the Lord's coming back. I know that one day out in the future, that those of us who are now living will have to face death. And there are some things that we know about the future because we have those things documented in the Word of God for us to be able to learn and to know. I know that one day that God will, in His fury, that He will destroy this world by fire. And those are things that the Scriptures tell us about, and we're able to know in that way of future events. But you and I have not been given the power or the ability by God to just be able to foretell the future. I don't know what will happen to me tomorrow. I don't know if I'll have a tomorrow. You don't know if you'll have a tomorrow. We can think about things in the respect of tomorrow, but we don't truly know if it's going to come. And I think that we all acknowledge that. At least I hope and pray that we do. Now, God did, in a period of time through the prophets, He did grant them the ability to be able to foretell of future events. And they did foretell them, and one of the ways that with a prophet that you knew whether or not that he was a true prophet or a false prophet was whether or not the things that he foretold came to pass. If a prophet foretold something and it didn't happen, then that was a sign that he was not indeed a true prophet from God. But many of them did prophesy of things to come, and those things came to pass and marked the validity of their prophesying. But even at that, these men, this was not something that they just possessed in their own power. It was not an ability that they had within themselves. They prophesied and foretold of future events as God would reveal them unto them. And they were able to know by that way and be able to foretell. I'm thankful for the things that were prophesied because one of the greatest, in fact, the greatest thing that was ever told by the prophets was that God was going to send a Messiah. God was going to send a deliverer. God was going to send the one into the world that would be able to give salvation to all men. And that was spoken of hundreds of years before he came into the world. And thank God that Isaiah's prophecies came to pass. and the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world. But you and I today, we can't, we might be able, as I said, to have thoughts about tomorrow. And we know that we're cautioned in the scriptures to be careful about those things. James, in his writing, said, that we need to be careful not to boast of things on the morrow, not to boast of things that we might think about tomorrow, because we don't know if tomorrow will come. And so he cautioned that we ought to say, if the Lord will, we will do this or we will do that. And that's truly the way it will be, isn't it? If we have a tomorrow, and if we do anything tomorrow, it will be because the Lord willed for us to be able to do that. But I'm thankful to God that I am able to look back on things of former days. And, honestly, and I believe probably that every one of us can relate to this, there are things that when I look back, there are things that I'm very happy about when I think back on them. There are things that I'm very sad about when I think back on them. I can think back perhaps on times, just to give an example, I could think back on times when I was walking with the Lord and how the Lord was blessing my life, and what a joy to be able to remember those things. But then I think we all know that we can look back also on times when we weren't close to the Lord like we needed to be, and we can see in those things from time to time how that we failed the Lord in the things that we ought to be doing. And those things are not pleasant for us to remember, but we can learn from them. Somebody once told me that the person that's not making mistakes is the person that's not doing anything. And as we go along and we try in our lives to do the things that we do, even in our service to God, we will all make mistakes along the way. And we can learn from them, and we can reflect back, and we can think about those things. And oftentimes the saying really is true that hindsight is 20/20. Oftentimes there are things that when we can look back on them and call them to remembrance and reflect upon them, that oftentimes we can see things much clearer looking back than what we did at the time. And these are things that benefit us in being able to remember and having this beautiful gift called memory, that we can reflect back on things that have happened in years gone by. And sometimes we can see, well, I should have done it this way. If I would have done this, it would have been more pleasing to the Lord and it would have honored him more. And I'm thankful that we can do that and learn from those things. I thought about this, and this is how, and I wanted to say this to you today. This is how the Lord impressed me with this message and with this thought. The other day, really just right in the middle of the day, I suddenly began to think about my dad. And I thought about him, how that he passed away and left the world in 1986. And then I began to think about, well, here we are. We're already in the year 2006. And I thought about how that it's been 20 years since I've seen him. Haven't got to have a conversation with him. Haven't got to have a cup of coffee with him or go fishing with him. Haven't got to have any kind of interaction with him for 20 years now. And then I just had this overwhelming thankfulness that I was able to remember him. I'm thankful. You know, there have been people that have passed through the scene of my life since I've lived on the earth that were so precious to me, that I had such great love and respect for, and that have outstripped us in this life and gone on into eternity. And I thank God today that I can have memories of those people and think back to, there are specific things that I can remember about people that have already left the world. I can remember prayers that people have prayed that have already left the world. Some of them have been gone for many years, and sometimes it'll come to my mind about prayers that I heard them pray, and sermons that I've heard preach, and testimonies that I have heard people give, and just thank God that we're able to go back as we go through life and reflect on those things, because friends, I'll tell you what, I believe it's a great strength to us. I believe it's a great help to us, and I know that God had a reason in making us and creating us and giving us the ability to be able to call to remembrance former things and reflect upon them and learn from them and be blessed in them. I thought a little bit about what life would be like. Boy, what a chaos. I mean, this is just another, to me, it's just another way that we see the magnificent mind of God, the awesome thinking pattern of God. He knew right there in the very beginning of creation, when God made man from the dust of the earth, he knew that it would be necessary to instill in him the ability to be able to remember things, because think about the chaos that the world would be in today if we did not have that ability. What about if if tomorrow does come? What about if people woke up tomorrow and they don't remember that they're supposed to work down here at the factory, that they have a position there, they have things that they're responsible for, and life just, it just wouldn't work. There would just be no order without it, and God knew that in creating us and gave us the ability to remember. And I believe there are things that that we do, and perhaps, and no doubt, I suppose, if we're honest with ourselves, that we do take many of those things for granted, that when we do wake up to the dawning of a new day, we do know what it is we're supposed to do. We do have a remembrance of that, and we go about and we do it. And I suppose that those everyday things that we do, no doubt we do take those things for granted. But then there are those wonderful times in life, and there are those times when God moves upon us and causes us to look back and to reflect upon things that God has done for us in our life. One of the greatest things that we as His children have, I suppose, is that we can look back and we can remember and we can account for the time that we came to know the Lord in a pardon and forgiveness of sin. You know, I experienced something years ago that just amazed me, and I've heard a few other testimonies similar to this along the way, but this just amazed me and still amazes me today. I remember back in the very early years of my ministry there in Indiana, I was holding services in some nursing homes, and I would go there, and we usually had 15 or 20 people that would pretty regularly come to the services there, and we would have these services from week to week in the nursing home, and I met a man there by the name of Enos, and Enos just did something that I don't believe I'll ever forget him. At least I hope and pray that I don't. But he had been coming to these services for a while, and he was very quiet and never had a whole lot to say. And one night I went there, and we began to have our service, and we began to sing. And the next thing I know, here was this old brother. He was up. He was pacing across the floor, and he was throwing his arms up and down, and he was just shouting the praises of God. And be honest with you, I just about passed out. I mean, it startled me. I mean, it really did. It just startled me. And like I say, I'd never heard a thing from him. And so I talked to him afterwards, and we talked about those things. And he told me, he said, "Brother Miller," he said, I want to tell you something. And this is exactly what he told me. He said, "I can't tell you where I was living a year ago. But," he said, "I can tell you about when I got saved." And he did. He told me about it. He told me about the experience of salvation that he had with God years ago. But he admitted to me that his memory had lapsed to the point that he just wasn't able to remember if he was in the nursing home or if he was in his own house a year ago. He just didn't know. But boy, he knew about when God saved him. And I've heard similar. You know, there are things like that that I believe that they're so monumental in our life that God etches them in our memory in a way that they just, you know, they come to surface from time to time, oftentimes when other things won't. When other things won't resurface, when other things perhaps that have happened are gone, those deep abiding memories that God gives within us just surface, and we remember the former days. I'll tell you what, I remember with great clarity, and I confess before you that I have problems with short-term memory. My kids used to make fun of me all the time when I would say, I would ask one of them where the other one was, and they'd say, "Well, Daddy just told you 2 minutes ago where he was going." Have trouble with short-term memory, but I tell you the truth today, I can remember with great clarity the night that the Lord spoke peace to my soul, and I thank God for that. I was thinking about, when I studied this, I thought about a situation in the life of David. How that David, in the days of his youth, he went there, he was sent by his father out there to the battle when Israel was battling with the Philistines, and David's father sent him there to the battle with provisions for his brethren. And he went out there and he saw the giant Goliath challenging the army of Israel. And David said to Saul that he would go and fight. He would take the challenge. He would go and fight Goliath. And Saul said to David, "You cannot do this because you are just a youth. And this man has been a warrior, a soldier from his youth. And you just cannot go out there and do battle with this giant warrior." And I'm sure that no doubt those words could have been very discouraging to David. And we may hear things in life from time to time that are discouraging to us. And you know, to have a great desire to do something and to just have somebody say, "You're just not going to be able to do that. You don't have the ability to do that," the way that Saul told David that he did not have the ability. But you know, David overcame all of the obstacles that were there, and it wasn't reasonable. You know, from a standpoint of reason, Saul was right. It wasn't reasonable to think of a youth going and fighting an experienced soldier who was a giant. Wasn't a reasonable thought. But you see, all the obstacles there for David, he overcome every one of them by remembering something, by looking back to something. And he told King Saul there, he said, "Thy servant was keeping his father's sheep, and there was a bear that came up against them, and there was a lion that came up against them." And David said that I went after him and I smote him and I took the lamb back from his mouth, the kid back from his mouth. And he told Saul, he said, "The same God that delivered me from the paw of the bear and of the paw of the lion will deliver this uncircumcised Philistine into my hand also." You see, David, all he had to do to gain the strength and the confidence from God to go out there and do the battle was he just had to look back a little ways to how that God had blessed him before and call those things to remembrance. And you know, oftentimes in our lives, and folks, we have been blessed by the hand of the Lord. We have been delivered by God from so many things already in our lives. Some of you here today have lived much longer than I have already and could testify to those things a lot more than what I can. But I do know this, that I've had enough experience with God to be able to look back and reflect upon things and call them to remembrance and see the things that God has already wrought in my life. And sometimes we lose courage. Sometimes we just lose strength and we lose courage and we become discouraged and we see a trial facing us. We see something that seems insurmountable to us at times, and we begin to ask the question, how are we possibly going to get through this? You know, how am I going to overcome this obstacle? How am I going to cross this mountain that's before me? Well, I think the answer is there. Look back. Call to remembrance the former days. Look back for a little while on the ways that God has already delivered, that God has already blessed your life. I mean, really, you think about it. The Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, after what God did for them in delivering them out of Nebuchadnezzar's furnace, it really would have never been necessary for them to fear fire again, would it? It really wouldn't have been necessary. But the reality is, we do. We do. Sometimes we just, through our own infirmities, sometimes we just, we grow weary. The Bible tells us not to. But we do. "Be ye not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not." But sometimes we face these obstacles and we begin to faint and we begin to grow weary. But if we will look to God and call to remembrance the things that God has done for us, I believe that we can have the strength to push forward and use the strength of things that we have known from the past. I'm sure that you've all, many times, you've heard it talked about. Well, you know, why is it that people just don't seem to get happy and shout as much as they used to? And I mean, there's all kinds of questions about the past. And you know, if we'll look back there and take a good hard look, perhaps we'll find the answer. Perhaps we'll find the answer laying back there if we go back and we really examine the former days and we think about things that perhaps were done then that we've stopped doing now, things that perhaps produce some of those things that we have left behind. Friends, you can find a lot of answers in the former days. If you take a real good hard look, you can find a lot of answers. If you look in the 7th chapter of Deuteronomy, there the people were encouraged. In that chapter, we read about encouragements that were given to Israel about when they would cross into the promised land, and they would be facing these nations that were greater than them, the people that were already dwelling there in the land of Canaan, that were great and powerful nations. They were given the courage that when they faced them, that God was going to be with them and that God was going to deliver those people into their hands and that God was going to fight the battle for them and give them the victory. And in Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 18, he tells them that when they go in to possess that land, to not be afraid of those people. And he said, here's how you can accomplish that. He said, you just look back to Egypt. You just look back to the deliverance that I gave to you when you were in bondage there in Egypt, when they had you enslaved and they were making you serve them as slaves. You just look back to the plagues that I brought upon Egypt because of that. You just look back to how that I brought you out on the Exodus and I put a pillar of a cloud in front of you by the day and a pillar of cloud by night, and how that I guided you towards the promised land. Those were the things that God told them to reflect on. Look back to what I have done. I've thought oftentimes, I'm sure you have had the thought too, when somebody was seeking the Lord, the thought has come to me many times, well, the same God that delivered me and saved me can do the exact same thing for them. He can do the exact same thing for them. Aren't you thankful today that God's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, that God can still redeem today? You know, that's God has not changed. That's one of the great truths about God. When you look back and you reflect upon things in the past, I'll tell you one thing for certain. When you look back to the things that God has done for you, you're going to see back there in the past the same God that is with us in the present. Not one bit of his power has left him. Not one bit of his ability that he has left him. The same God that took dust from the ground and formed it into man and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life and man became a living soul is the same God that we know and serve today. And what a miraculous thing that God can do with dust. Isn't that something? Think about all. I've thought about that many, many times in my life. Think about all of the things that mankind has accomplished through the years. I mean, even back there many, many thousands of years ago in Egypt, when Israel was in bondage there, they were building huge cities. I mean, man has been productive. Man has accomplished so many things while he's been here on the earth. And what an amazing thought to think that God started this whole human race with dust from the ground. Yes, there's no other God like him. There's nobody that can do the things that God can do. I wanted to say this. In the scripture, we read of people having memory when they've already gone from this life into eternity. And I suppose the saddest thing perhaps recorded in the Bible about it is found in the 16th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. You see, memory, oftentimes, as I've said today, and I've talked about positive things about it, but memory in ways is going to be a great cursing also. And the Bible tells us in that 16th chapter of the Gospel of Luke about a rich man that died lost and without God. He wasn't ready to meet the Lord. He had not been saved. And the Bible says in hell he lifted up his eyes and he was in great torment. And he saw Lazarus, the beggar, far off, comforted in Abraham's bosom. And he cried out, Father Abraham, send Lazarus that he might dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in these flames. And Abraham said, son, remember in your lifetime how that you had good things and Lazarus did not. And now he's comforted and you're tormented. Friends, listen. God instilled in us something that will not die out when we leave this life. That memory can be taken and will be taken right into eternity. You know, people have asked a lot of questions. And I don't know, honestly, from the scriptures, I don't know how to answer it, but I know we've all had a lot of questions through the years. Well, when I leave, will I remember things from the earth? Well, that was one instance where it's proven to us in the scriptures that lost people will remember things from the earth. The saved, I mean, I certainly don't know the answer to all these things, but I guess I know what I think. I guess I have the thought of always remembering when the Lord touched my soul and gave me peace and saved me by His grace. Having just eternal memory of that taking place while I lived here in this world. Jesus told His church when He was about to leave the world that He would not leave them comfortless, that He would send the Comforter, which we're told in the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John, is the Comforter, is the Holy Ghost. And Jesus told them, you know, one of the ways He'll work when He comes among you, when that power from the Holy Ghost comes upon you, He will bring to your remembrance the things that I have said to you. Thank God that the Holy Ghost still today works among the church, and He brings these spiritual memories to our thinking. It moved the heart of a man by the name of J.B.F. Wright to the point that he wrote the old sacred hymn, Precious Memories. It's copyrighted in 1925. Beautiful old song, beautiful words. Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, sacred scenes unfold. The things that we look back on in our life, the ways that God has blessed us, what precious memories that God has given us because of His blessings along the way. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to go back. Don't be afraid to reflect. Don't be afraid to call to remembrance former things. As I said, you may go back and you may find some things there. No doubt we all will. You may remember some things about yourself that you would have rather forgotten. But even in those, many of those things, we can learn great lessons and learn from mistakes that can help us to do much better in whatever days ahead that God would give us. I want to say this one more time. And I would just hope that there would be nobody here that would be foolish enough to do this. But if you're lost, if you think this pain that's caused by this great spiritual pain that's caused by sin, if you think, well, even if I don't seek the Lord for salvation, that, you know, one day I'll die and it'll go away. It won't. It won't. There'll be a remembrance of it for all of eternity. And you need to get it resolved while you're here and while you have the time and the opportunity. Call to remembrance the former things. There's some beautiful things that crop up in our memories from time to time, in there. Things that God has blessed us with. And they are indeed precious, precious memories. I appreciate your attention today. I hope that something has been said that has been helpful to somebody in some way. I wonder if anyone has anything on your heart. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Lori. Appreciate that talk. Anyone else have a word today?
About it, and she will face great challenges as Amen. A teacher. I appreciate the teachers we have in our church, and their great efforts to
Amen.
Help kids. I think private schools are good and religious schools are good, but I think it's good that we have some teachers out in the public school where they're
mm-hmm.
fighting a battle
Amen.
Against a system that wants to destroy young people.
God bless you, Brother Collins. Appreciate that. Let's remember Laura in our prayers.
I'd like to go back and think my days over and hear my name spoken in prayer, where Father would say, Lord, save my dear children. It seemed that sweet heaven was there.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
George, your message, Brother Miller. Amen.
Bless you, Brother Strode. Again, I want to ask you to remember our service tonight at 6. Remember Brother Lovell in your prayers. Please come and support him and with your presence and your prayers, and look forward to hearing him bring the message tonight. And then fourth Sunday of this month, Brother Michael Carter has an appointment here to preach, so remember him in your prayers also. And all hearts at liberty. Amen. Amen.
I certainly enjoyed the message of truth. Take what you have said in part and apply it, and it'll bless you. May God bless each and every one of you.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Curtis. Let's certainly pray for his work there. Bless you, Sister Sal. Thank you for that talk. Anyone else before we dismiss the service?
Amen. 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 Bless you, Sister Flo. Enjoyed the good testimonies. It's good to give God His praise. God bless you, Sister Collins. Again, appreciate everyone coming. Appreciate all the good testimonies. May God richly bless you. If all hearts are free, stand together and we'll be dismissed.